from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How do you handle losing? Be straight.
Not at all. I hate losing more than I love winning.
Okay, and then how do you handle not being involved early in the game?
I handle it pretty tough, especially, you know, during the week.
That's what I'm looking for.
Been in the offense, you know, in the week, you know, putting in the work with the one offense, getting a lot of plays, you know, known to be called for me. So if I'm not in those plays and not getting the ball, you know, I have pretty hard on it.
I don't mind that. You know, I want guys that want to get the ball, and I want guys that hate losing, but you got to learn how to harness that a little bit.
Right.
I don't mind the competitive juice, man. That's what you need, some dogs.
Right.
I want guys that want the ball.
Yes, man.
That's from the Hard Knocks episode 2, Giants offseason. That's Brian Daboll in the pre-draft interview, the combine interview with Malik Nabers. And I saw that, and I mean, how can you not love Brian Daboll? One and two. I mean, that's what you want, right? Like, he's not also saying, like, you can't let it get out of control. Like, he does say there, like, you got to learn how to harness that. But I think the Bills are this too. They had Diggs, and they coexisted with him for years. So I'm not saying they're not this. But I think what I'd want out of a coach and an NFL team when it comes to receivers who sometimes will get labeled divas because they want the ball would be, I think you want the guy to want the ball. You just don't want it to get, you just don't want it to get silly. You don't want it to get stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. It was Marvin Harrison Jr.
Mm-hmm.
and his dad. They were doing an interview. And I love Marvin Harrison Sr., obviously. Went to Syracuse. Ooh. Had a great career in the NFL.
I think I know what you're about to mention. A little off the top of my head, I don't remember the exact quote, but yeah,
his
there was
dad
something.
Was like, basically, like, if you're not getting the ball, you need to go in there and like yell at people.
Yeah.
Like something like that. It was crazy, right? I'm like, wait a minute, what? What is going on here? But he was, yeah, and his dad was like, yeah, you're the guy. You got to get the ball. And yeah, there's a fine line to walk there, Joe, right? Which is, you want people on your team who want the ball in their hands all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't want is those people to make it about them getting the ball. You want them to want the ball because they want to make a difference, but also understand the construct of the team. And, you know, Stephon Diggs did not get the ball thrown to him at all, probably 2-3 times maybe, and he had nothing in the 4-touchdown game for Gabe Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills lost, and of course, Davis had this monster game, so no one really made too big of a deal, but Stephon was asked about it. And I remember him saying, like, why would I care? Look what this guy did. Like,
Right.
Come on, right? Like, I'm helping him by doing what I'm doing. If they're concentrated on me, he didn't take credit. That's not what he was doing.
Right.
But he was like, I'm a team player, and I always respected that. So when people made a really big deal about him throwing up his arms and the situation against Cincinnati in the Bills playoff game, I had thought back to that game against Kansas City, and I'm like, I don't think Stephon's complaining that, like, you need to throw me the ball, throw me the ball, throw me the ball. What he's probably doing is telling Josh, hey, on that play, like, I can beat my guy, and, like, we got to, like, it's not about me getting the ball. Like, I think I can win. You know what I mean? I think there's a difference there.
Yes.
It's not about being selfish to get the ball on targets. It's about, I'm beating my guy, and if you look over there, like, you got to take a look. Something like that was always been what I thought was going on there.
Yeah. And Diggs, I remember the interview he did after that Chiefs loss, 13 seconds, where he talked about Davis's game and how, like, he didn't ever ask to, like, be thrown the ball during that game because he knew what the Chiefs were doing. The Chiefs were pushing everything to his side, and they were putting their other corner on an island against Gabe Davis. And Diggs is smart. He can look across the field and see that Davis was cooking that dude on every play. So why in the world would he ever go to anybody and say, like, give me the ball? There is also, though, like, Brady, me and Jeremy talked about this Brady clip from a couple weeks ago. Brady was on, I think, Colin Cowherd. And Cowherd was setting him up, asking about receivers and wanting the ball. And Brady kind of went the opposite way that Cowherd thought he was going to, because Brady started going in on, no, like, I wanted to get my top receivers. I wanted to, even if I had to manufacture it, like on a screen or something, we wanted to get our top receivers involved early in the game because we wanted to make sure that guy was in rhythm and that there wasn't anything mentally going on with him, right? Like, working throughout the week, like Neighbor said there, and then not touching the ball to, like, the third quarter. Like, Brady's like, no, I wanted to make sure my top guys were getting the ball early so that they would get engaged in the game. And again, I'm not saying that, though, is something the Bills haven't done. The Chiefs playoff game last year, I mean, the play was almost a catastrophe, but what was the first called play of that game? They threw a screen to Stephon Diggs.
Didn't they do the same thing in the game against the Chargers very, very early?
That sounds familiar. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that was happening for the Bills at the end of the year last year.
They'll do it. Diggs, he would command attention. I wonder, like, that would be important to have one guy, whether it's a Samuel or a Coleman or a Kincaid even, to really have a big step this year to kind of command that same level of attention. Because I do think, like, I had one caller late last week, it was a tweeter earlier in the week that was trying to make the case that Gabe Davis would have been a better player had Stephon Diggs not been here. And I don't know, I think when you have a guy like that, it does help others. Like, Khalil Shakir's of the world and Davis is of the world. Like, if there's more attention spent on the dig side of things, you've got more area, you've got more space to operate. And this Bills offense, I wonder if they'll have any form of that. I don't know if they'll need it. If they have so many guys that are performing, then maybe you won't need it. But that's definitely an element of Diggs' game, is the command of double teams and attention that he would have that I always thought would make it easier on other receivers. 803-0550 is the phone number. Rob in Connecticut is waiting patiently. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, Sal and Joe. I just wanted to say you guys have been doing a phenomenal job bringing great material and information to us, myself.
Thanks, Rob.
Absorbing it all. And speaking of, Zach and Josh have been holding it down, boy. They came up with some great stuff as well. I love the fact that we're talking about the receiving corps. You know, for myself, what I wanted to say was that I'm actually looking very forward to the 2024 season compared to last year's receiving corps. What I'm looking for this year, and I'm very, very excited, clutch, productive member of the Buffalo Bills receiving corps, which will benefit Josh Allen because I believe he's going to be able to spread it out more. I don't believe you need that number one. And I feel that Shakir is going to be the go-to most of the time. But like I said, but I think Josh Allen's going to definitely spread the ball around a lot. It's going to be beneficial for him. Don't sleep on this receiving core at all. Everybody else is. I believe they're going to do very well. They're going to surprise a lot of people. So with that, yeah. I will leave it at that.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Rob, for the call. Getting connected with our fans, by the way, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. That's another vote for Khalil Shakir being a go-to guy. Is a little strong for me, though. Like, I think if Shakir... Here's how I'd put it. I think if Shakir leads this team in receptions, it is what the Bills are planning on or maybe are even hoping for, which is they've got four guys that are all, you know, right near him at the top. You know what I mean? Like, it won't be Shakir running away from the pack. It'll be Shakir's leading a group that's all kind of close together because it's been spread around so much.
Right.
That'd be my
guess. I agree. I don't think it's going to be like some wide gap between, you know, one and two.
Right. Yep. Me too. 803-0550 is the phone number. Marty Schimmel from the Porter Cup coming up in 15 minutes. So we'll talk with him. We got Wyatt Russell coming up at 9:30. So we got a packed 9:30 hour. If you want to get a phone call in, next segment would be the time to do it at 803-0550 here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.